Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids. Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
William, was that you really singing that song? Okay, you weren't really a great singer on Star Trek, I know. Well, the time has rolled around to 2 minutes after 6 o'clock, and this is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Jolly John Tanner, and this is Son of Night Dreams.
Thank you.
And there's Young and Sexy at CITR. Well, they have a brand new CD out, and it's kind of CD. It's very mellow, and I almost fell asleep listening to it. But no, it's got some good sounds in there, but it's kind of thing you have to put on and get into, right? And it's hard to do that down here at the radio station. But, well, I hope you like that track. Just starting off kind of mellow here on the program, Son of Night Dreams. Well, that was the former name. We've gone back to the old name because Nimrod's gone, and it was his idea to change the name of the show, and now he's gone, so we can do what we want. And that song was called The Fog from Young and Sexy's latest CD, which is called The Ark. Now, we had hoped to get an interview with Young and Sexy on the program, but it seems like every Monday night is when they rehearse, so there was no time for them to talk to us on the phone. So, c'est la vie, what can you do? Radiohead House of Cards got us going there. If you didn't get your ticket for a Thunderbird Stadium show in August, I'm sorry, but I guess they're all sold out, although I hear they're going pretty expensive on Craigslist. Shall we continue? Yes, Boris. This is wild stuff, so hold on to your hats here as we blast off with Boris. And then we'll blast into the past right after that.
Next Sunday, summer. You claim you got the military, but you have a lot of fun.
Richard Penniman, and there's a, well, that was the original, actually, from 1956, Long Tall Sally. Elvis did it, too, of course, just before that, and we started that set off with Boris from Smile in something called Next Saturn. Gotta play something about the planets, don't I? I don't know, it just sort of slipped out. Sorry, I couldn't help that. Well, Saturn is our evening star along with Mars, and when it gets dark after 10 o'clock tonight, if it's clear, oh no, it's not. It's supposed to rain tonight. Oh, well, forget about looking at Saturn tonight, I guess. Oh,
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card. Which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shops I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club.
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
Indeed, and you are rolling along here with the Son of Night Dreams, Jolly John, with you till 7:30 tonight, and then we'll be letting Gary in the building here for Radio Free GAC. Well, you know what? It's almost time for the Folk Festival. Yes, believe it or not, it is June the 2nd already. I just can't believe it's June. But, you know, and June is traditionally a very cold month here on the West Coast. It can be very wet and damp and feel like October. So don't be surprised, just in case you're a visitor and wondering what's going on. The Folk Festival is around the corner. This year's Folk Festival happens from July 18th to 20th, and let's play a couple of the artists who are going to be playing at the Folk Festival. Here's someone we haven't heard for a long time, Theron.
Yeah. your clouds of doom. The silver lining is coming through. Just say yes, just say yes, just say yes. Quit giving up so soon.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver is where you are tuned right now. And we are live. We will be, there's a podcast that will show up sometime tomorrow. And we are also streaming here, too, just after the bottom of the hour, just after 6:30. And there was a couple of artists for you that are appearing at this year's Folk Festival out at Jericho Park. The artists we heard here in the Folk Festival, of course, were Jason Collette. That was Jason from Here's to Being Here, his latest CD and a song called Through the Night These Days. Jason will be appearing at the Folk Festival along with the artist we played before that, Farron, from an older CD of Farron's. Going back to the 90s anyway. And that tune was called Venus as Appearances by Farron. From Still Riot. Yeah, I got another planet in there, didn't I? You noticed that? I snuck it in. Dark Matter Man here, reminding you Venus is very close to the sun, so don't expect to see it in the sky. And, oh yes, don't forget the Folk Festival is July 18th to 20th. Dark Matter Man with a heads up for all sci-fi fans. Joss Whedon has created more drama set for mid-season in the television season, that is. Something called Dollhouse, starring Eliza Dushku, plays a young woman imprinted with false memories and a new identity by a shadowy scientific organization. Dollhouse, keep your eyes open for that Joss Whedon sci-fi adventure starting sometime maybe mid-season. Is that midsummer or next season? We'll have to wait and see on that one. Probably next season. And if you're looking for planet Saturn is out there, but not till after it gets dark, 10 o'clock. Look, fairly high up in the western sky. And you will see two fairly bright stars. The one that twinkles is Regulus. The one that doesn't is Saturn. Slightly yellowish. And 30 to 50 power in your telescope will show you a beautiful sight. The rings. You'll never forget them. Jolly John with you till 7:30, and this is Spiritualized. There's Creature at Son of Night Dreams, CITR. No Sleep at All, the title of that. Well, if you listen to that, you won't get any sleep, but that'll keep you going. Kandahar from Creature. I think they're out of Montreal. That was where it was recorded before Creature. We had Spiritualized and their latest CD, and the tune was called I Got a Fire, And the CD, what is it called? Songs in A and E. All right. And now, here just before the quarter to the hour here at CITR, it's time to check out what's going on in the weird world of UFOs and strange objects seen. And there are a lot of strange things going out there, folks. I tell you, really, really weird stuff. And now with the internet, you can find out all about it. And here's our weird reporter, Michael Strainick. Oh, did I say, sorry, Michael, you're not weird. You're just a regular guy, right?
No, I'm weird.
You are weird. You admit that you're weird.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I've had people say to me, who's that weird guy you got on the show, you know? And I said, you're not talking about the UFO guy. Yeah, that guy. He's weird.
You got to be weird to be brave enough to study this stuff.
I agree with that for sure. Yeah.
Well, we got quite a slate here, so I'll zip through it as fast as I can.
10-4.
NASA launched a football field-sized research balloon and then issued a statement that it was not a UFO. Only problem is nobody reported it as a UFO. Evidently, people are a little bit smarter than they're given credit for. Back in Texas again, a Continental flight out of Houston flying at 5,000 feet encountered something approaching and flying past the aircraft, emitting a thick trail of black smoke. They suggested it was a model rocket. My best friend is a bit of an expert in rocketry, model rocketry, and it's very unlikely. Something could reach that altitude, but it would not be flying horizontal, and it would certainly not be emitting thick black smoke. Meanwhile, down in Australia, that's been rocking out for well over a year, it's escalating now to close encounters. In the Northwest Territories, a couple were dive-bombed by an 18-foot round object. They saw a dark, silvery thing flash by them and heard a loud sound, and the air effects from the object blew their car into the middle of the highway. And we know Australia has a long history of that type of thing. But the biggie of all is a crash or explosion in Vietnam. A very large object exploded over an island in South Vietnam with a 300-foot smoke trail as it came down. Now, many pieces of lightweight gray material were found, and in some reports, yellow-green paint on one side. Now, according to the Vietnamese military, it exploded at about 5 miles altitude, and it was a colonel in the Vietnamese military who first referred to this as a UFO. The latest development is, and this is bizarre, is that people have retrieved dollars, whatever that means, or very cold pieces of metal. The military says now that anyone spreading rumors, in other words, talking about it, will be prosecuted by law. Now, there are no commercial flights missing, and the only suggestion so far is a spy plane. However, the wreckage looks to me very much all, you know, very archaic, certainly not contemporary by any means. If you do a Google on UFO and Vietnam, you'll see all of this, including, if you hit the right website, a video of some strange lights over Hanoi in 2007. And it should be also noticed that during the Vietnam War, we had a multitude of extremely bizarre incidents taking place in Vietnam, many including odd humanoid forms, very much like the legendary Mothman. So there you go, folks. You have something to research.
Yeah, really. Okay, I've seen those sites you're talking about, Michael, but I have one other question for you, and that is, I had a message about the Courier, the latest issue of the Courier had a front-page story about UFOs somewhere out in the Fraser Valley. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I have not,
okay.
But I will check into it and see what the source is. You always have to check your source
of these things. Okay, well, I tried to get a copy. I haven't been able to track one down, but that's something for you to check into as far as a local sighting.
Will do.
Thank you, Michael Strainick, our UFO expert here on Son of Night Dreams at CITR.
My pleasure as always.
Keep your eye on the sky because you never know when something's going to fly by. Right? Yes, that's true. All right. Something special for all of you that were a week ago at GM Place for The Cure. We've got a cure for your ills.
Thank you. tumble down on the hero, such a heavy old load. Dad said it lay on my back, I won't carry it back. I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know that I would find a lost sack. For a time into a state of mind, but you just make it better, and then we'll lay on down, and I'm laying on down. But I just wanna feel something other than fear.
Well, believe it or not, here in Son of Night Dreams, there's a band from the Okanagan Valley called Lady Hawk. They're out of Kelowna from Shots. Lady Hawk performed Fear here on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live, and we'll be streaming. We are streaming, actually. Can you see the streams, the rivulets flowing through the gutters? Is that the weather? Oh, okay, it's time for the weather, is it? Okay, here we go. Please, no more thunderstorms. We've had enough. Okay, just before Lady Hawk, of course, it was The Forest and The Cure, and a week ago tonight, I got a surprise invitation to see The Cure at GM Place, and it was a surprise. It was a pleasant journey. It was 1992, actually, was the last time The Cure was in town, although I think Robert Smith has been here solo since then. Anyway, that was for you, The Forest. And now let's check the weather. As we remind you, the jazz show is on at 9 o'clock tonight with Gavin Walker. Yes, Gavin's in at 9 with lots of jazz till midnight. And the weatherman is calling for some rain tonight. Yeah, well, it is June, folks. And tomorrow, Tuesday, cloudy with light rain. Showers on Wednesday, showers on Thursday. Oh, you're kidding, really? Oh, we love it, though. We just love the weather. And by the way, the moon is closest to the Earth this year. The closest the Earth, the moon gets to the Earth is tomorrow. And that's a new moon, too, which means there's going to be very high tides. If you're out there right now, Point Atkinson, the tides were far in at 5:35, up to 14.8 feet. That's very high tides, and they're going to be rushing out. Will be far out. So let me see, about 10:22 tonight. Far out! Wow, they'll be all the way out to 11.5. They don't go down very far, do they? Okay. So there you go. The sun is up at 5:11. It goes down at 9:10 tonight. And be prepared for a little wet stuff out there. Now, let's go at the top of the hour with this, a new artist called Atmosphere. At least this is their new CD.
Star life, but he still don't fly, so he's mad at the sky. He sits me down, he kicks his wisdom. He's been around, I give him a listen. Seems like he's got a lot of complaints by how nowadays things ain't the same. Nah, used to place some faith in the basement, a toast for the sky and those kids that he came with. Cause they all on the same face, don't cut down placement, uptown stay strong. Don't ever do a dance with the devil now. That smile is a sign that you're selling out. Judgment, gossip, ethics, let's just exploit all this excess. You can feel how he feels to walk around town looking down from them tall heels. And who needs fame or fortune when you get the same love that the fame is snorting? Future, so afraid of yours that you strayed from the course and you came up short. Believe he would have more credibility if he wasn't just another drunk pill junkie. It's obvious to me that he's still hungry for the superstars, a little bad lucky. Go ahead and get mad at God. Point your fingers at your dad and at Santa Claus. Listen, all of y'all, it's a sabotage. Wouldn't look so bad with the bandage off. It goes one for the bar, tap two for the shine. Slow to your car and do another line. Barely trust them, they're all puppets. Love is nothing, scared of success. One for the bass, two for the drums. Last call, gon' take whatever comes. Barely trust them, they're all puppets. Love is nothing, scared of success. Be great. I can't hate on how you choose to relate, but I know that you had the potential. I understand why you wanted to let go. A lot of pressure in the middle of those shoulders, and we ain't getting nothing but older. Ain't nothing changed but the day we run from, but nobody knows that better than you, huh? One for the bar, tap two for the shine. Let's go to your car and do another line. Barely trust them, they're all puppets. Love is nothing, scared of success. One for the bass, two for the drums. Last call, gonna take whatever comes. Barely trust them, they're all puppets. Love is nothing, scared of success. One for the bar, tap two for the shine. Let's go to your car and do another line. Some narrow puppets, love is nothing, scared of success. One for the bass, two for the drums. Last call, gonna take whatever comes. Barely trust them, narrow puppets, love is nothing, scared of success.
Hi, Mr. McBean. Thank you so much for singing that song. Yes, isn't that all of those little falsettos? Black Mountain, In the Future, the title of the CD. And that song was Stay Free. Thank you, Black Mountain. Just before that, Atmosphere performed Puppets here at CITR's Son of Night Dreams. Jolly John, your host. And did you know the peace symbol is 50 years old this year? Yes, on Good Friday in 1958, the good old peace symbol appeared on banners and placards of 5,000 anti-nuclear protesters and their four-day historic march from London to a weapons factory 50 miles away. That's London, England, of course. The peace symbol was designed by Gerald Holtham, a British artist and Second World War conscientious objector. Holtham used the flag semaphore alphabet, the N and D for nuclear disarmament, putting them together in a circle to represent the planet and eternity. Ah, yes. And so that's the background of the peace symbol. Right now, here at CITR, it's Son of Night Dreams and our surf salutes, because summer's coming. It's only 18 more days away. Yes, summer solstice arrives at 5 p.m. on June the 20th. So let's go surfing with Laika and the Cosmonauts. Rocking and rolling along here from the 60s. That was the Liverpool Five and She's Mine. Oh, yeah. Do you remember the Liverpool Five? They used to come to Vancouver quite a bit. They actually live just down south in Washington State, and a lot of the guys are actually still hanging out down there. They decide to stay in America. But, yeah, formed in Liverpool back in 1963, and they showed up here around 64, 65. Hope you like that one. There's a great CD of theirs. It's got 26 songs on it called Liverpool 5 Arrive Live or something like that. Anyway, and just before that, from Finland, we had, yes, Laika and the Cosmonauts from early 1980s. That song called NY79, Laika and the Cosmonauts from the album Local Warning. From Big Waves, 5 decades of surf rock as we salute surfing and all you surfers out there. All right, well, we got the word at the start of the show. Thank you, Michael Strainick, for passing that on. The fact that Mr. E. McDaniels, Bo Diddley, passed away today. And I know for sure that Gary Kay on Radio Free GAC tonight, we'll be playing some Bo Diddley in memory of that guy. I almost brought a Bo Diddley CD with me. We'll have to do that in a couple of weeks' time, okay? Is it a date? Yes. And good news now. We are reminding you that coming up in August, the Summer of Love celebrations on 4th Avenue is in full tilt. We got a lot of great bands playing there, including the get-together of the Melodic Energy Commission. They'll be back together again. The Falcons will be playing. And I've just confirmed, just in the last few days, and although this isn't a band from 40 years ago, but we're just playing a mix mash of all sorts of Vancouver bands August 16th, live on 4th Avenue at 4th and Vine. The street will be closed down, and guess who's going to play? They said they wanted to play, and we said, yeah, you can play. The Pointed Sticks will be playing live on the Summer of Love. Let's see if we can get that turntable started. Oh, let's see. Do I push the right button here? Let's see if that starts it. Here we go.
My Japanese friend keeps me cool when it's warm at night. My Japanese friend makes me feel everything's alright. When I get home, I'll get on the phone and call just to see how you are. My Japanese friend, my Japanese friend. I cross the ocean to another world. Because
Something brand new here at the CITR playlist. That's called Videotape. That's the name of the band, Videotape. And they're not going to go digital. And Nightlights was the title of that track from the Videotape's My Favorite Thing. There you go, their favorite thing. And just before that, the Pointed Sticks sang My Japanese Friend, their latest single. And the Pointed Sticks will be playing live at our Summer of Love celebration. Yours truly, Jolly John, will be the MC up at 4th and Vine. There's actually another stage at 4th and Cypress. 4th Avenue closed down for the day, Saturday, August 16th. And the headliner there for our Saturday show at 4th and Vine will be the Pointed Sticks. I know they're not 40 years old, but, well, some of them might be. Anyway, that just about finishes off our show for today. We just want to remind you, Discorder magazine is out there and available at your favorite record store, so pick it up. I haven't had a chance to really look at it too much here, but who's that on the cover? That Patsy magazine from CITR. Who is that on the cover? Ooh, holy mackerel dandy. She looks like she's a big one. She's got big lips, and look at those eyes. It's not all I'm looking at here. Oh, well, sorry. Yes, well, is this your birthday today? Okay, well, you're celebrating it with Marvin Hamlish. Remember him? He's 64. You probably don't. But, and Stacy Keach is 67. Happy birthday, Stacy. Yeah, really? Wow, that's amazing. Is it your birthday? Oh, it is. Oh, well, you're celebrating your birthday with some very famous people. Okay, keep your eye in the sky because... Coming up this Sunday, a planetary gathering, the planet Mars getting closer to Saturn and Regulus and the moon, all visible in the evening sky this Sunday night. Look for them in the west. Stare at them. Not tonight, silly. It's going to rain. Okay, one more to go as we wish you happy trails here in the Tanner Manor. Don't forget, the Folk Festival is coming. Yes, and here's one of the bands playing at the Folk Festival this year from July 18th to 20th at Jericho Beach, Spirit of the West.
Why did everything